talking about this month as well. It's all about, on the back of Mental Health Week, you know, we're looking after people's well-being, but it's also very important to be looking after your physical as well. So it's a great theme we've taken up with you through October. So what are we chatting about today?
Look, I thought today we'd talk about the importance of setting goals and how to commit to those goals, how to measure those goals, and then, you know, then I think we've got a much, much better chance of achieving it, especially in the health and wellness area, and probably most importantly in weight loss. But, you know, there can be other goals as well.
So when we talk about setting goals, I mean, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming just to start.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the big things. And next week, Jackie is going to be in with you and just talking about how do you start at a gym.
Yep.
You know, that can be very intimidating, you know that.
Yeah.
But I think the first thing to understand is why you want to do what you want to do. Why do you want to lose some weight? Why do you want to get fitter? Have you got an important function coming up, like a wedding, like a big birthday, or are you, if you just recently had some children and you need a bit more extra energy? It might be the fact that you've been to the doctor and the doctor says you need to get fitter, lose weight, whatever. And that's the goal. So or the reason behind why you're wanting to do it. So I think it's really important to understand why and why you want to achieve what you want to achieve.
Absolutely. It may well be that you're a chopper pilot that is forced to work extreme hours and need to look after your well-being. Anyway, we don't want to go there, Baz. Now, with goal setting, I always found goal setting is really important in life in general. We'll keep the topic to obviously your well-being, health and well-being, and fitness. But I think a major problem with most people when they set goals is they set the goals too big and too quick. So is it still about breaking it down into smaller steps and smaller goals and just doing one thing at a time that's more achievable and jumping up too far ahead of yourself and trying to get your end goal too quickly, just doing it in at a better pace?
Look, 100% does. How many times have you heard someone say, I've been on this diet for 2 weeks and I've only lost a kilogram or something like that? Well, geez, a kilogram's much better than nothing. You know what I mean? So it is important to understand, well, where do I want to be in a period of time, but let's break that down. What does that really mean? So if I want to lose 10 kilograms, well, I tell you right now, you can lose 10 kilograms in 2 weeks. Easy, but it's not healthy, and you'll put it straight back on.
Yeah.
But if you lose 10 kilograms over the period of, say, 6 to 12 months, that is sustainable, and you'll keep that off. So what does that mean if it is over 6 months? Well, it's just over a kilogram a month. You know, and that means that by doing that, bang, you know, in 6 months' time, you've achieved your goal, and you're much healthier, much better. Whereas after 2 weeks, oh, I've only lost a kilogram. You know, this isn't worth it. It's so hard. Blah 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 blah. But it's understanding that small goal in the leading up to a bigger goal.
I think as well, Baz, you know, you talk about losing it over 6 to 12 months. In that case as well, if you look at it through that longer term, you're not going to miss out on things as well. If you go without, just go cold turkey on everything you used to, you're going to end up binging and things like that anyway.
Oh, exactly right, Cindy. And once again, A, how often have we seen it? And B, how often have we done that as well? And so, oh, that's it. You know, I'm not going to eat any sweets from now on.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I'm going to do is eat vegetables. And, you know, within a week you're sick of it, you can't stand it, and bang, you're back onto your old lifestyle. So exactly right. So, and we've talked about this, you know, when we've talked about throwing out the scales and leading a healthy life, et cetera, it's a matter of that balance. And we've talked about, you know, don't have a donut every day, but perhaps, you know, a couple of times a week, shout yourself a donut and really enjoy it. And that way, you know, you're cutting back, but still enjoying some of those better things in life.
I've cut back. I don't do a donut every day. I do two donuts every second day now. So I've tried to make sure. It's about changing habits, Baz.
I just want to know why we're constantly talking about donuts.
They're the best.
They're one of my favourites.
Hey, to help put things in perspective a little bit, I know you're very heavily involved with the football over there in Altona. There's the Gators, isn't it? You're very heavily involved with basketball as well. Not involved with the footy anymore?
No, Altona Vikings.
A Vikings, for the, I thought
the Gators. And Altona Gators for the basketball.
That's right. Basketball. Okay, so yeah. The Gators and the Vikings. So you're very heavily involved in sports. So, and you coach the basketball, guys, don't you?
That's correct.
Yeah. Right. Do you? I didn't know that.
You're very successful. Bands, very successful coach. I love your stories of how he takes these young men forward, which is excellent. So at the start of any given season, to help people put things into perspective, you don't sit there and say, right, for season 2018-19, these are our goals. Goal number one, win the grand final. And that's it. And that's where people, I think, make the mistake, don't they? They say, well, I'm just going to lose 10 kilos and that's it. But there's no plan to getting to those particular stages. So I think that, for me, that always puts things into perspective. It's a long journey and you need to stay the course.
Exactly right. And what a great analogy, Daz. I absolutely love it. And in any endeavour, sporting or not, you don't get there and say, we want to build a 10-storey building. Right, go.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of planning and what makes it up and how big do we have to have the foundations and et cetera, et cetera. I'm not a builder, so I don't know. But, there is that whole planning that goes behind it. And you're exactly right. You know, at the start of every season, it's a matter of, well, where the group that I've got together to coach a team, where are they at? How good are they? What realistically can we achieve? And then you set, as you said, small goals. Okay, well, in pre-season we want to achieve this. It might be just myself mentally thinking, right, I want to get the team to here. Then, and I said in this recent season, which finished probably about a month or so ago, where we did win the grand final, but I was saying to the team all along, and I knew there was more development, we just have to make the finals, boys.
Exactly.
Okay, we just have to make the finals. Mm. Now, we ended up third in the top five. I knew that we weren't yet ready to get to the top of the ladder, but in our development, I knew that we could then, once we hit the finals, we'd be right. And you're right. In a healthy lifestyle, it is exactly the same. I love the analogy, Daz. Yeah.
I love as well the support that other people can provide as well. So, I mean, in the case of one Casey, you've got so much support around you. If you want to just start to make a difference, there's always someone around that can help.
100%. But that's the idea. And people do it in different ways, Cindy. And we know because, not too long ago, you're both members of the gym anyway.
Yeah.
But we put you on, I think it was a month or something, of intense exercise, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for that.
It was a real pleasure. But one of the great things that you talked about was the staff at our centres, in our health clubs, who are there, and they were there every day if you needed them.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people love that almost daily interaction. Other people, they just want to get up there, do what they know they need to do, spend that time by themselves, touch base with our staff, once a month, once every 2 or 3 months, and that's enough for them. So whatever you need, they're there for you.
Absolutely. I think one of the major things is get down to the centre and talk to some of the hugely qualified people at One Casey and talk about goal setting and what's important to you. Everybody's available there and then have a chat too and put a program in place, which I love about the centres. And Baz, as always, we love having you on the show.